AR4 AAE monitoring.
Four, Whiskey Tango, Quebec.
Hello, Oscar 4 WTQ. This is KR4 AAE. How you doing this afternoon?
It's a beautiful day out here.
Three, it is very difficult for me to stay inside at my desk, but hopefully that will change here in a few minutes.
Handheld here. Just enjoying the weather outside.
You're coming in really good to the repeater on a little HT there. What are you talking on over there?
T5D, and I didn't have that great of luck with it. I put another antenna on, and finally I put one on that's double the height of the standard, I think 17. It's like a double, a 2 meter. It's like a half meter.
Copy that. I was extremely surprised at what an antenna will do. Just changing an antenna will give you so much better reception and transmit. I was shocked and I said, yeah, spend as much money on a good antenna as you can.
Teletron, I think MA1711F.
Remember that. I don't mess around too much with the HTs, but maybe I should start messing around with it to give me a little more flexibility so I can sit outside and enjoy the weather.
I had luck with it with a short antenna, though. Man, it really made a difference.
Yeah, and I still have yet to mess with that HT. Didn't catch your name on that end. It's Steven over here.
What'd you say? Raining?
My name is Steven on this end. What's your name over there?
Greg. Greg over here in Greer, KO4WTQ.
Greg, you're probably not too far away from me. I'm over in the Taylor's area, over there off of Stallings by Pebble Creek, not on the golf course, but very close to it. There's a good chance that you're right down the road from me.
Creek, and I think it's Farmer's Road. I can't remember the name exactly of it.
I copy that. I'm familiar with Abner Creek, and I know it goes for a long ways, so you could be anywhere down that road. But yeah, I'm familiar with the area. How long you been on the ham radio?
3 years. I retired, and then I picked it up. I was electronics technician before, so it was an easy pickup.
Pretty cool. I'm still a rookie, as some people like to call it. Been a ham operator. I got licensed back in late 24, early 25, passed technician, and then I went for general. Thought about going for extra, and I said, yeah, I'm going to hold on for that for a bit. I need to get acquainted with the hobby a little bit more before I try extra. Some of those questions were way over my head, and I said, what is this?
For the extra, and one of the reasons is that they got that pre-ham radio on online course. And I think it's like the whole three courses is like $75. So, but they teach you the technology and also test you on actual test questions.
I saw that online. I'm definitely going to look at the extra just so I can be a little more affluent with the hobby and don't have to worry about transmitting on the wrong frequencies. I know there's just a little extra sliver that you get from extra, but being able to transmit on any frequency within reason and legally would be great.
Well, that's the only reason I got it.
That is the only reason I'd probably get it too, but it would be, it's just a nice little check off the list of things I want to do in life right now.
That makes it easy. I mean, really easy.
And I'm pretty sure just a quick Google search I can find this, correct?
For you, if you want me to get my phone and look it up.
No problem. I'm on the computer enough throughout the day that I could find a little spare time and a spare monitor and a couple extra tabs I can open up and look at radio stuff.
Hey, and Greer, I'm my daughter right now. I got to have back surgery, so I'm up here from Coral Springs, Florida. Then I'm also down in Brunswick, Georgia. I got a sailboat down there.
You got the best of both worlds. Sailboat up here, Brunswick, Georgia. I'm pretty familiar with that area, but it's been a long time since I've been there. How big's the sailboat?
Big. It's 50 feet, and my partner passed away. Which makes it really tough.
Sorry to hear that, man. Sailboats. Boats are nice. I still like them every now and then.
You want to take care of your partner, man. I'll tell you, time's short. I'm 76 now.
Yeah, life is very short, and I'm finding that out pretty quick. Just the nature of life and the nature of things. Just, nature of life and how life progresses. It's definitely short. You blink, you miss it.
I don't know what's going on. They got that war in Ukraine, and Putin is pushing. I think he's just pushing WW3.
Everybody's guess is as good as everybody else's. But, Greg, I'm going to have to hop off here. I got to get going here in a minute. This nice KO4WTQ. This is KR4AAE. I'll be clear on your final.
Thank you. 73, it was great talking to you. KO4WTQ, standby.